suddenly you may look at the frame and say, I don't like the frame of this mirror. You think that these mirrors are not big enough for you because you're looking for bigger mirror and stuff like that. This mirror, even the shortcoming is good. Because this is what the magical stuff is. The beautiful Joseph. Yes, he had a criminal record because he was in the well. He was in the prison. So what? We are not talking about the past. Let go of the history. And you cannot, can you? No. He may be. You definitely. Because the women, they cannot let go of the file, historical file. Whatever happens, they look at the story of that. This relates to that, to that, to that. Do you remember what did you do? First time I met you, you were wearing a black jacket with a stain on it. They could tell you that after 40 years. The men, even now, if the spot is there, they don't notice it, they don't see it. They don't have eyes for that. Why? Because logic depends on past. That's how logic learns, from the past. Logic is handed from generation to generation to generation, right? Any of you could argue with Aristoteles, the guy who wrote the logic? He was the philosopher so many years ago. That's what the logic is, right? So logically, you learn from experience. So you should remember the experience. For the new experience, you go for similarities. Right? That's the essence of logic. Isn't it? We say, let go of it. We don't care about it. Why? Do you remember how do we travel? From end to the beginning. Oh, we'll do this even worse than now. There is a time that will tell you, guess what? The tree will absorb the water and energy from the ground, right? No, wrong. The leaf will do it. It's because of the leaves. It's not that the tree will drain everything, will give to the leaf. If the leaves are not there, this tree doesn't work. It's like that. The end and the beginning are together. Now, we want you to let go of the past. Why? Now I explain it to the boy. The boy will say, my goodness, you're killing me. Logically, we learn from experience, right? You should say, right, when you're going somewhere. How about when you're returning? Mm-hmm. That's why our journey is returning. Because everything here is illogical. It's opposite. So, don't talk about the past. Past doesn't exist anymore. Talk about the future. Future is in now. For logic, past is now. Because for logic, that's the cause, this is the effect, right? For us, this is the cause for that effect, because we're looking at the effect. We want it to be there, right? We think about the happiness, which is the effect, and we work on cause of it. You see, we start from the result, outcome, then we do it. Opposite of the logic. And he made all of this in one long paragraph. Look at it. The guy arrived and talked about, oh, I remember your brother was silly, they did it to you. And the brother said, hey, don't say that. Silly! Why do you think that was bad? Could you make something without the breaking it first? You have to dismantle something to remount it in a better way. Look at the verses. He said, oh, what do you eat? Have you ever had wheat? No. They take it to grain it, melt it, cook it, then you have the bread, you eat it. Without touching the grain, you don't have no bread. Could you cry that, oh, these goodies soft, they have to really knock them down to powder? Of course, you're making some bread. That's why you are getting rid of something. You are crashing some. We are crashing your logic to give you a better one. A better one that covers the journey both ways. So it would be easier. Going and going back, both. Can you do that? Yes? When you're turning, what are you doing? You're going this way, then you're going that way, then you're going that way, then you're going that way. You're going everywhere. And a silly person could think that you're going nowhere. An alien observer will see you that you're not going like this. Because when you arrive to the moment that you started, that moment is not there, nothing is there, the universe has changed. So you are spiral. You're going like this. You're moving through time. Then, that's a movement. This is what he talks about here. He says, listen, you will break this down, you make that. You get rid of this, you do that. And let me tell you something else. You, Mr. Logic, because he's doing this. How many things do you have in your hand? A lot. Every single moment, your logic is working on a project, right? He said, hey, save a little bit of this time and think about the present for the future. Because everything is now, right? But the future is coming. And your intelligence doesn't care about the future. Does it? I like some of you to say, use my intelligent does. Then I will show you the state of being, the real state of being of a diabetic person who will sneak chocolate. Knowing that this is no good for me. Is this intelligence or is not? It's intelligence. You know why? Because while doing it, the fellow will think. What is the thought over there? Oh, long life, you never know that one is not for sure, but now this version is for sure. And the logic is right there, and you do it right. So this is your intelligence. Don't forget the attitude of gray area for the intelligence, because that's the real place of intelligence, the gray area. When we come to love, there is no gray area. That's why the intelligence should be dismissed in a way, and will be dismissed, because naturally when it happens, what will happen? A logical guy going around suddenly, ah! Here he becomes illogical and silly, going around and say, yeah, I fell in love. That's how it works. Then you couldn't be logical. You couldn't take your greed in the field of love or calculation and all that. This was the first paragraph. He said, okay, say it a little bit, refrain yourself a little bit from sleeping and the food and all that, to have a gift for visiting this mirror we are going to. You know that the second part is how you could find a peer. Really, the second half of this is the handbook of finding a leader. Now here, he talked about a little bit here, a little bit here, because you are taking all your feelings and stuff with you. Aren't you? Right for the moment. Look at you. You're carrying all your memories. You're carrying all your abilities. All your thoughts, right? Aren't you? You are you look very, very silly to me. You look like of these silly nomads that they have a camel and they have a bunch of everything on that camel that maybe one day it will be useful. You are even worse because you are carrying the camel with you. Honest? Let go of all of this because the camel should carry you. Not you carrying the camel. Your logic should serve you, not you serve your logic. You dedicate your life to your logical thought. How sillier could you be? Your life should be served by the logic. Logic is there to improve your life. Not your life is there to improve your logic. Look at you. You're happy with improving your logic. Every single day, I learn something new. Every single day, there are billions of other new things that you don't have a clue about. Then what? And you need the eternity to know everyone, to become knowledgeable. That's the logic. Logic shouldn't be carried by you. You should be carried. You should be riding the logic. Therefore, logic should go where you want it to go. Not on its own. And we'll talk about it right at the beginning of book two. We will say, listen, ride your logic. Then what is your first question? Logically, if you're at the second stage, we say, ride it where? Excuse me, right at the beginning you will tell me, ride it? You say, yes. You don't know where to go, right? You say, doesn't matter. Look at that animal you're riding. Wherever he wants to go, that's not it. Go out of it. This is paragraph one, book two. So he's preparing everything. He'll say, listen, you are carrying all your feelings, all your capabilities. Therefore, you will become tired. At the present, you are burying your senses. Therefore, you become very exhausted. If you do the opposite, means you let those to carry you. You will feel fantastic. When? You say, look at you when you are sleeping. When you are sleeping, your logic is not riding you, right? Therefore, you will be fantastic and you will be re-energized. Just by shutting down the logic, get rid of this love of logic in you, because it's not love. It's getting used to. It's easy. That's the only thing you know. So you're used to it. Stop it. There are other ways. Next paragraph. You know what? What's the other way? I was telling you. It's irrelevant. What's in you? You know, to the rest of we, it matters how you look. How you look to us. You start, you know, it's important how you look to us. How should you look? Mirror. That's why we ask you to be a mirror. Because to us you should look beautiful. By obscuring the light, you will not look beautiful. For that beauty, you should change. And what I mean by mirror, let me explain it perfectly loud and clear to that child in you. By mirror, I mean non-existence. Because that's what the mirror is. The mirror of existence is non-existence. So you should have some non-existence in you. Look at you. Since you were born, all of you, which one of you should I do this? All of you. When you were born, You were a piece of meat, alive,